This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, Jonah, who have we got in the studio with us?
We have some lovely ladies have joined us this afternoon of the Sunday Arts Magazine. We've got Amy Sanderson and Hayley Lawson-Smith, both actors, and Hayley is also the writer of a play called Pretense, which is on at the Butterfly Club, and they've come in to join us to tell us all about this play that they're putting on, and it has been quite successful, and it's the first time here in Melbourne, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
That's right.
First time in the CBD.
Mm-hmm. Actually, before we talk about the show, can we talk a little bit about you, the two of you?
Oh, sure.
One at a time, firstly. I don't know who wants to start, but maybe Amy will start with you.
Yeah.
We'd just like to have a bit of a chat about your background, where you started, how you got interested in the arts. Mm-hmm. So where did your love for the arts come?
Look, I've been trying to put on plays since I was, you know, in primary school and bossing people around. And then I went on to do some theatre studies back in Perth. And I've been on stage ever since around Perth. And then I was in London for a little bit and now here in Melbourne. And I recently went to Howard Fine Studio and graduated from the full-time program there and was recently on a TV series in Channel 9. So bits and pieces all over the place, from community to independent right through to professional.
And is acting is something that you've always wanted to do? And
oh, yeah. It's really, you couldn't stop me if you tried. And I have tried. And it's
it's your drug of choice.
Yeah.
Can't
it's
get
really.
Away from it.
And the other thing I also always curious about is, was your family supportive? Because I suppose parents, you know, like I just wonder sometimes whether parents support you doing arts and where that's going to go. And
I think so. My mum really is one of our biggest fans. She is sort of always one of the first to book in, and she'll often see my shows twice. She's just fantastic. My brother does tend to fall asleep in them. It's just an ongoing thing. I'm not sure what goes on there, but generally, I sort of think that that's pretty good.
At least he's there.
Yeah.
At least he's
that,
there.
That's it. Yeah.
That's snoring, but there. And tell us about yourself as well. Give us your story.
Hi. So I first got into theatre when I saw my older brother on stage, and I think he was 10 and I was 8, and he just looked like he was having so much fun and being so ridiculous, and I thought, yes, I want to be up there with all these people watching me. And so I've always loved acting, and then the first time I gave my hand to doing some playwriting, I discovered the magic of making people do things.
Yes, you're the boss, because you make the words come out of their mouths.
That's right, and creating the stories and seeing those characters come alive and then feeling the responses from the audience is quite a high.
And so did you also train in acting or writing? Or
I did. I did my master's for writing for performance in 2016 at VCA, which was quite an exciting and stressful time, but I do it all over again, I reckon.
And how did you two get together? How did you meet?
We were in a community theatre play together, and I was playing a mannequin and was highly reliant on Hayley because my wig used to get into my eyes and I couldn't move.
Right.
I was playing the shopkeeper.
Yeah.
So I did have a feather duster to dust the mannequins down with, so there were times that it was tempting to be like, yeah, under the nose.
Yeah.
So you bonded over that. You put the trust into each other and
trust
been friends ever since.
Yeah. And that was quite a long time ago now. Hmm. It's almost 10 years.
10 years. Oh, right. So you've stuck together and you're working together. Have you worked on other things before this project?
Yes, we've done, we've taken this one around to different festivals and have done quite well there. We were talking about this before, and we've done other touring plays and in different capacities as well. So I wrote a play, a youth play that went on 2 years ago, and Amy did publicity for that. So in different capacities, we've definitely worked together heaps.
Yeah. And so this play, Pretense, it has shown in other cities and other towns, and some quite acclaim as well, I believe. So tell us about that.
Yeah. Well, when we toured it in 2015, we picked up over 11 awards from these different festivals that we were going to, which was it was a really pleasant surprise.
It was gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah. We weren't sure if people were going to be offended or if it was going to work, and then straight out it just and Hayley's writing, it really is.
Thank you.
It must be very encouraging when you get a few awards to say that you're on the right track, which is great. So
yeah, and to hear that first bout of laughter, I think, us was good, especially since this play, it's very much like a big sibling taking the mickey out of a little sibling for us, like, because we love theatre, we love independent theatre, we love community theatre, but we also know the weird quirks and silliness that go hand in hand with that. So this play sort of has a bit of fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And so we're on at the Butterfly Club. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful space there. So
they're fantastic.
Quite intimate as well. So how's the format there? How are you doing it in the space?
Well, it's a relatively simple piece. Mm. So we're kind of using the whole theatre, because we are ignoring the fact that an audience is in there.
Yeah.
So we're making use of the space as much as we can. But it's a relatively simple piece, so it's they should just be able to come in and enjoy.
So you're both acting in it as well as doing your behind the scenes work for it. When you say using the whole theatre, probably can you tell us a little bit about the play in terms of, without giving things away, like what's the structure?
So the play is essentially about two women who have rocked up to an audition, and they're polar opposites. So Maggie, my character, she's very much backstage girl, very down to earth. And then Cleopatra, Amy's character, is a theatre school graduate and a little bit more serious. And we realise that there's no director there to do this audition with us, so there's a lot of banter during that kind of
past. We've been given different information as well.
We have.
The play actually begins with my character being locked out. So I have to first of all have to figure out how to even get in to the auditorium. And Maggie doesn't make it super easy. So from the word go, they're pitted against one another.
Yeah. All right. And did you get inspiration for this story from personal experiences?
Bits and pieces, yeah. So like I said before, it's this sort of, lovingly teasing of the independent and the community theatre scenes. Which
is that why you thought people would be offended? Because it's a bit of a satire.
Might see some of themselves in this, in this play.
Yeah, I certainly see myself, I think, in some of the moments.
Yeah, I hear myself occasionally saying things that my character also says when it's supposed to be satire.
It's just a little bit reflective of your true self.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting. Well, that's great. And so Butterfly Club, it's in South Melbourne, isn't it?
No, it's in the city now.
Oh, it's in the city now. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's moved. Yeah, amazing. So it's in the CBD, so it's exciting. So where else has it shown before it's come here?
Well, we took it to Tasmania. Mm-hmm. So they have a festival down there, which was really fun. And then we've taken it to a lot of regional Victoria.
Yeah, so Kyneton, Macedon.
Mm-hmm. Gembrook.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. So it's had a bit of a tour around, and now here it is in Melbourne, mm-hmm. CBD at the Butterfly Club. So, and when's it on?
It opens on Monday the 3rd of June.
Monday, 3rd of June, very soon.
Yeah, so we're only showing for 1 week.
Just for 1 week, so get in whilst you can.
Mm. And where can everybody find more information about you guys?
If you head to the Butterfly Club website, then I usually think that's a pretty easy way to find it, and then just, searching by date. Or you can find us on Facebook under Dramatic Pause Theatre.
Is that a company that the two of you have started up? And is that something that you do other works under? Or?
Yeah, so I started that up with my husband quite a few years ago now, and luckily got Amy on board. And so I feel like, she owns it equally with us now.
Yeah, they're a great little duo, these two, so they let me come and play. We need you.
Do you have anything else lined up after this, or are you just concentrating on this for the time being?
Yeah, we got plenty actually between the two of us.
Yeah, hilariously actually, in our roles in Pretense, Hayley's whole backstory, Maggie's, is that she's a stage manager and I'm an over-the-top diva, and we're about to be in a, it's actually the Australian premiere and it's on at Brighton Theatre Company, and Hayley is the stage manager and I'm in the show.
Life is imitating art.
Yeah, I promise to be nicer.
We'll see about that.
Well, that's great. So that's your Facebook page, so you can find out more about other works that you're doing.
Yeah. That's right.
Great. Mm-hmm. All right. And the show is
Pretense.
At the Butterfly Club, 3rd to the 8th of June.
That's right.
Great. Yeah. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
And good luck with the show.
Cheers.
You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.